Have you heard the story of the little boy who was visiting his grandparents' home, and he'd just been given his first slingshot, so he took off into the woods to practice with it. Wasn't very good, couldn't hit anything. So he walked back into the yard, a little discouraged, and happened to see his grandmother's pet duck there in the backyard, and decided on impulse to have a shot at it, and to his own amazement, he hit the duck and killed it, dead as a doornail. Of course, he panicked. He looked around, didn't see anybody. Ran and grabbed the duck, carried it over to the woodpile, and tried to hide it behind the woodpile. And just when he thought he had the dirty deed covered up, he looked up, and lo and behold, his sister Sally had been watching the entire event. After supper, his grandmother looked over at Sally and said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." And Sally said, "Johnny said he wanted to help you with the dishes tonight. Isn't that right, Johnny?" And then she walked past Johnny and whispered in his ear, "Remember the duck." So Johnny did the dishes. The next day, the grandfather said, "Kids, let's go fishing." And the grandmother said, "Well, I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help me fix the meal." And Sally said, "Johnny said he'd be glad to do that." And she whispered to Johnny, "Remember the duck." And Johnny, not wanting to be caught, said, "Sure, I'll do it." After a few days, Johnny decided, "I've had enough of this." So he went to his grandmother and confessed the whole thing. And she said, "Johnny, I was standing there at the window, and I saw you kill my duck. But Johnny, I love you, and I've chosen to forgive you for killing my duck. I was just curious how long you'd let Sally make you her slave before you finally fessed up." That amusing little story illustrates a problem that all of us have to deal with sooner or later. We've all blown it. We've blown it badly. And there's a little voice down inside that seems to whisper to us, "God can't use you. You can't do anything for the Lord. Everybody knows you really messed up. Everybody knows you've blown it. You might as well sit on the sidelines. You're of no use to God." And we find ourselves living in a kind of slavery to our mistakes of the past. There's another story, not amusing at all, about an Air Force transport plane. Had 6 men on board, a captain and 5 crew members. They were flying over Alaska back in the 1950s. And they came into a terrible snowstorm. The navigator was on the radio with an airbase and was told that he had veered off course several hundred miles, and they gave him the right coordinates. But he was so convinced that his own calculations were correct, he would not change. He said, we're gonna get there soon. But soon the plane ran low on fuel. The men decided they had to abandon the plane. They parachuted out. The temperature was 70 degrees below zero. The winds were blowing 50 miles an hour. They were frozen within minutes of hitting the ground. And 6 men died because one man was so absolutely convinced that he was right and he knew what he was doing that he wouldn't listen to people who were trying to tell him the truth. Of course, this illustration illustrates another problem that many of us have to deal with, and that is we can be so self-confident that we don't stop and recognize that we need the wisdom of others. We need wisdom from God. The wonderful news is God has given us one spiritual weapon to deal with both of these problems. He calls it the breastplate of righteousness. You see, the truth is when we've messed up like little Johnny when he killed his grandmother's duck, and we feel like we're not good enough to do anything significant for God, God wants us to realize it's not a matter of us being good enough to do something for God. It's a matter of the fact that God has chosen to forgive us and declare us to be righteous in our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we get so confident in ourselves that we become like that foolish, stubborn navigator, and we get to thinking we can do it ourselves and we know what we're doing, God wants us to be reminded that we need His righteousness, not our self-righteousness, not our pride. It just gets in the way. The Bible says it like this over in the book of Philippians, that we are found in Him, not having our own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Here's the bottom line. We must never think ourselves good enough to do anything significant for God. We're not. But we must also never think ourselves not good enough to do significant things for God. Because by faith, He gives us His righteousness as a gift. Father, please forgive us when we've used our past failures as excuses not to serve You. And please forgive us when we become arrogant and self-confident and self-righteous instead of trusting you. Thank you for the breastplate of your righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.